61. Isaiah chapter 61. That was a good story. I love the fact that Jimmy made the right decision. Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 10. Let's all stand when you get there. We've had good preaching. We've had good skits. We've had a lot of things, but this is the most important thing when it comes to every bit. And I hope after tonight you're going to be moved to make a decision if you haven't made one already. We've kind of led to this crescendo moment. We've talked about letting your light shine. Then we've talked about making sure that you can see and be alert. And now we're going to talk about how God clothes you. We're going to talk about the garment. So Isaiah 61, verse number 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. We're going to talk very quickly, very short, so give me all your attention on the garments. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you for VBS. I thank you for the energy and the excitement. But Lord, as we focus on you here, I pray that we make the main thing, and that's you. I pray that it's all said and done. We give you all the honor and glory. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I do sometimes my own laundry. Yeah. Yeah. Some would say I'm a grown-up. Yeah, it's great. So one time I was on my way to work. I was getting ready to go. Everything was great. Miss Leader was gone, so I did not have a safety net. So I was like, okay, I'm good. She said, are you great? Are you ready for work? Did you get everything ready? And she's great. I swear, I'm just like a child. Did you pack your lunch? Did you have it all ready to go? Everything good? And I was like, yeah, I'm great. I put my clothes in the wash. I'm getting things ready for work. I'm good to go. What I didn't do was put the wash in the dryer. So in the morning, I'm like, everything's ready to go. I have to leave. I've got to be at a meeting at 9:30. It is 7 o'clock. My clothes were damp. And I'm going to tell you two things that happened. I saw your face. Yes, exactly what happened. Here's the thing. I either had two choices. I could rewash my clothes and be late for my meeting. Or my adult brain. Think of me, okay? Or we live in Arizona. It's hot. I'll just turn on the heater, roll down the windows, we'll be good to go. I'll be dry, no one will know. Have you ever put on damp pants? I mean, it's so uncomfortable, and you're driving through it, you're like, this isn't great, this is awful. And it's awful, it smells. No, I had deodorant, it was great. Yeah, because I'm, again, an adult, and I'm smart. It's damn close. That happened to me, and I called my wife, and she just laughed. It was awesome, and so uplifting. No, but that's what I put on damp clothes, and at the end of the day, I looked at that, and at the end of the day, I was like, well, that was a lesson learned. I probably did it like three times, not lessons not learned, but that's how it is. But just kind of like that uncomfortable feeling, you know this isn't right. You're not supposed to be wearing this. This isn't how it's supposed to be. It's just not normal. Have you ever done things in your life and after you do them, it just doesn't feel right? I don't know if you know this, but you and I are programmed to ask questions. It's how we are. We ask questions, and why is that? We ask questions every day, like, what are you going to have for breakfast? What shirt am I going to wear? Where am I going to go? How am I going to get there? What's my day going to look like? And the reason we are programmed to ask questions is because we have to ask the most important question, where am I going to go when I die? That's it. You've been programmed your whole life, and that's by design. Just like a creator of the watch puts every meticulous part into that watch to make it tick. Your creator has put in you the ability or the wonder, or your makeup is made in such a way to where you ask questions. And the most ultimate question is, where will I go when I die? We never stop and think about it. Every day our life is full of questions. Am I going to do this? Is this going to be right? So have you asked yourself the most important question? That's the only question that matters. When you're covered in sin, it feels uncomfortable. It feels wrong. It feels like you shouldn't be doing this. Even when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't matter if you've not accepted Christ as your Savior or you've accepted Christ as your Savior. When you do something bad, in your heart, you know that it's not right. Because God has put that there. He's put a compass in your heart to say, hey, I know this isn't right. I know this is not what's supposed to happen. You know this shouldn't be the way you should be doing things, all to lead you to a place of salvation. Just like damp clothes. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like that's how it should be. So here we see two quick points that I'm going to show you, that I'm going to tie this all together with an illustration. And I want you to pay very close attention, because joy and your happiness away, it's quite the opposite. He wants to clothe you in joy. He wants to put righteousness on you. So let's look at the first part of the verse. Number one, he wants to give you joy. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. In my God. That's great. My joy only comes when you're in. That's it. That word in is so important. It could have been any other word. Around Christ, about Christ. No, he chose the word in. That means that the only way to find joy is for Christ to be in you. That's very important. Because when Christ is in you, you then have joy. Does that mean that God treats you like a robot? That's like, well, turn left, turn right, like a GPS. You need to turn left, turn right. My GPS hates me because I always miss my turn. So you were supposed to turn left three. Exactly, you can see how bad I am. But that's the thing. It's not like a GPS. Go this way, go that way, live your life this way. No, no, no. He wants you to live your life by his design, only with joy that is found in Christ. You ever felt bad immediately after it? Hey, you can shake your head up and down. It's okay. Yeah, we all have. It's fine. But that feeling of being bad, that feeling of bad inside your heart is not joy, because it's things we do that are wrong are not by Christ. But when we do things right and we do things according to God's plan, that's when Christ is in us and joy is found in Christ. So again, I'm asking you, have you asked the most important question? Is Christ in you? Because he wants to give you joy. And I'm telling you right now, I was a young person too. I know I'm old. I get it. Stop looking at me. So I get it. I was young. I understand. But the most joy I've had, even as a young person, as a child, going to a teenager, and when I became an adult, and when I found Christ, the most joy I've had was always found in Christ. Not out of Christ. In Christ. So number one, he wants to give you joy, but you can only have joy when Christ is in you. Second, he wants to clothe you in righteousness. Let's look at the verse. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Get this, okay? When you're covered in salvation, you now are adorned with the robe of righteousness. This does not mean you will be perfect forever. I'm sorry. You will still not be perfect. I don't care what anybody tells you. It's not a perfect thing. But you have this robe of righteousness that says, that God puts about you and says, hey, by my blood, by the cross, by what my son has done for you, I now clothe you in righteousness. It's an amazing thought. And one that I've struggled with for all my life, because I've done bad things. I've lived my life in a bad way. I've sinned. I didn't always obey my parents. I haven't always done the right thing. But does that mean that I've lost my salvation if Christ is inside of me? No. It just means that he has clothed me in righteousness. Now I need to find a way to go back to him. So I'm going to ask you, and we're trying to tie all this together, have you asked the most important question? Is Christ in you? Do you have his righteousness? You have the desire to do good. This does not mean you're perfect, but you are clothed in God's righteousness, and that is an amazing feeling. Justified, they say it this way, just as if I never sinned. And that's an awesome feeling. So let me tie all this together for you. The last part, I'll kind of tell you two stories here. The last part, and God wants you to do this, he wants you to treat this special like a bride and a bridegroom. If you look at the end of the verse, it says, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. 15 years ago this Thursday, I married the love of my life, Miss Stephanie back there. Amen. Yeah. It was a very special thing. That was a weak clap, y'all. I know. There you go. Yes. It means two things. I don't know how I got her to say yes, first off. And second, I'm old, but that's okay. No, but I remember that day I had a tuxedo, a tux or a fancy suit of some kind. And I went in there and they said, hey, we need to put this suit on you. And I was like, cool. And it was a suit that you'll never wear again. It was a fancy thing. We're going to put these cufflinks on you. We're going to make you look really sharp. This tie was made from baby skin, so you can never wear it again. Things like the shoes that they had me in, the socks, all of it. Everything was decked out and so important so I could only wear it one day. I was never going to wear this again. Ever. No one goes out and says, hey, could you grab your tux for the Wednesday night VBS? Can you do that, please? No one does that. Like, bring your tux. No one does that. All right? But I'll never forget when I saw my wife. My wife, of course, you never can see the dress, right? It's you can't see the dress. So she walks out. First time I saw the wedding dress, and I literally teared up. I was like, this is amazing. She looks amazing. It was great. But you know what? We have never worn, my wife has never worn since, the wedding dress. It's not like we're going to go to breakfast tomorrow and she's going to be like, what do you think? It was made. And there's a picture here. Christ wants to clothe you in righteousness only one time. He wants to give you the garments one time. Just like a bride and a bridegroom wear those garments one time. Salvation is one time that Christ needs to come into your heart. It's not that, well, if I do bad things, do I have to get saved again and again and again and again? No, just like a bride and a bridegroom get ready for their wedding day one time. Let me illustrate this a little better for you. Stormy and Caleb. All right. So Stormy, stand right here. All right, so we're going to show two paths. If you were to die today, are you sure you'd be saved and go to heaven?
Yes.
Okay, are you 100% sure?
100%.
You have no idea what I'm going to do today.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. All right, seconds. How are you feeling today?
Good.
Good, good. If you were to die today, are you sure you go to heaven?
Yes.
Cool, awesome. Very cool. This is fun. So Christ, you have two choices in front of you. You kind of live the way you want to live, do your own thing, or you can accept the garments that Christ has given you. Okay? This is how it feels. So if Stormy is going to represent somebody that has accepted Christ, and accepted his garments and accepted peace. Caleb is going to be himself. No, I'm just kidding. No, Caleb's going to be the person that has not accepted Christ, that is kind of just doing his own thing, that is living his own life. Okay? Yep. So if we look over here, we see Stormy. We see the garments. It's a pretty cool garment. Don't judge me. All right? We see a garment. So we see Christ has put the garments, so same right there, around Stormy. It feels comfortable, right?
Sure.
Pretty good? Yeah, yeah. So doesn't feel weird? Feels like you can move around? You don't feel uncomfortable?
No.
Cool. So that's it. So as somebody that is clothed, as clothed by God, it's comfortable. It's right. She's going forth in God's spirit, clothed by righteousness. Okay? Alright, so. Alright. So, Caleb, we should have had a bigger towel, represents somebody that is doing their own thing. It's damp. It's uncomfortable. He can't walk around like that. He can't, don't you dare. He can't. But he's doing it his own way. He's living his own life. And the garments that he's going to wear for the rest of his life are natural, and it's not what God wants. Over here, the garments that Stormy has are comfortable. What God has intended for you, because right questions. So which choice are you going to take? Uncomfortable, damp, living in your own way, living in your own sin, not listening to what God has for you, or following Christ? Getting clothed tonight. Tonight is the night of salvation.
Amen.
Tonight is a very important night. And I want us to take a little bit of time to just make a decision tonight as God sees fit.